Hello, aloha, welcome. I'm Kari, your guide, ally, host. And today I'm wanting to take us on a little journey, a little exploration, right? Digging a little deeper. The question I'm posing is, how do we get deeper into the understanding of who am I? Who am I? Why am I here? It's a big one. It's not a small one. It's a big one. And this body of work that I'm guiding you through right now really requires us to be curious about those questions. As we're choosing or creating or asking, you know, creating a life I love, underneath it really is, who is the I who is creating or experiencing this life I love? And I would say that for many of us, not all of us, but many of us, we've been heavily influenced by society around us, by what's in fashion, by what the media tells us, what stories we've listened to, what we hear in the news, what what we've been told to wear, what's cool, all of those things. You don't have to look very far to see the way we have been impacted, shaped, formed by what's around us. And the very first place that I'm going to ask you to explore is what's under that. What's under that, my dear? What's underneath the noise or the shaping and the trappings of society? When we peel those away, who are you under there? Who are you, my dear one? I'd like to share, I've written something I'd like to share, which is really in many ways my vision of bigger body of my work, but I feel like it's right on for where we're going today. And it gives you a little insight into how I'm holding the space for us. So lean in here. This is part of my vision. It's also part of what I see as core underneath the work that I do. And so you are here to fully experience life. At your core, you have a part of you that is your unique, true, vital, alive essence. And yet most people never live their lives from this place. Our busy world, society, pressures, expectations, and delusions have us lose or forget who we are at essence. The noise and pressures in the world around us are just one layer of reality that we often get stuck in. So I just want to say one layer of reality. There is so much more to experience that is on the surface than which is on the surface of reality. In these deeper layers, we discover how everything is connected and that we are made to be a full and alive expression of ourselves. So I get that that's a bit of a stretch. I'm going to say that sentence again, actually. In these deeper layers, we discover how everything is connected and that we are made to be a full and alive expression of ourselves. Okay, right there. We are made to be a full and alive expression of ourselves. Learning how to undo old contracts of old behavior and beliefs, navigate a layered reality, and wake up from the societal sleep are key to coming into ourselves fully alive and discovering, honoring, and celebrating the essence at your core. Through this process of sacred rewilding, you can find your way back to your deeply alive essence and live a life that is fully alive, creatively inspired, and led by heart vision. The more we come into our alive, wild essence and light our interiors, the more luminous we can be in the world. So it's in that vision that I'm offering these sessions, these classes, these little mini classes, in that vision that when we come into our essence, right? When we light our interiors, we become more luminous. So people in my body of work, people will often say, you know, what's my vision? What am I supposed to be doing here on this planet? What, I've lost my way in life. What am I supposed to be doing? And many of those questions are on the outside skin. And they're really important, really vital questions. And they're often flags for telling us that our life is a bit out of alignment. Where I would like to start from, right? I'm going to scoop us up and bring us back in, is that we're starting right here in essence, in core. So I have had this incredible layered life. It's been an amazing journey. And my first really, really deep experience of having being aware of the noise of society and how much there was actually in the experience of growing up off the grid. I grew up in an amazing home, a little log cabin in the woods that my parents built. And I spent the first 17 years of my life completely off the grid with candles and kerosene lamps and cutting our firewood by hand, heating all of the water on the wood stove, carrying water from the well. It was really an exquisite childhood. Hard work, lots of hard work. And this experience of deep connection within nature. The point I want to share about is actually when I transitioned from that time to coming out more into the world. And I went to a public high school, so I would go, you know, come back into the woods and then go back out into the public school system, back and forth. And in school, I was surrounded by the noise of society, right? All of the things, all the expectations of how to look, how to dress, what was cool, what wasn't. And then I'd come home to this space in which there was so much less noise. This place where there was, where society was actually on the outside and on the inside was this core space. I know that I was really blessed with this as a childhood. It's a very different experience than many others have in their childhood. And it was honestly a struggle for me, right? Going in and out of society in this way. What I experienced was that was the ability to see the illusion of it, the delusion of it, the noise of it, the facade. We're surrounded by this all the time and we stop seeing. And so, you know, I eventually went out in the world, left the log cabin, I went to school, living out in the world. I live in the world, you know, a larger world right now. Here I am in Honolulu, Hawaii. So I'm not surrounded by nature all the time, but I am deeply aware that there is a lot of illusion that got created that we live within. And when we remember that, we can pull apart what is the story that's put on us and what's our essence? What's this inner core? My experience going back and forth as a child, right, from the inner core of being in the forest and feeling the connection of the trees and my own essence, and then going out into society and feeling the noise of how I was supposed to be, right? Developed this muscle inside myself, a very strong muscle that knows this is essence, this is core. And what I'm aware of is that many of us in our world, that doesn't get honored or developed. And we get to begin there right now. So maybe you have a strong inner core, beautiful, being with it right now, listening to it. And if, as I'm speaking these words, you're like, inner core, now where is that? What is that? What is essence? This is where we get to begin. My invitation for you when you get off this little video with me is to sit with yourself. Sit with yourself. I'd like you to put a hand on your heart and a hand down here on the solar plexus. The solar plexus right here underneath our rib cage, right? This is solar plexus. Hand on heart, hand on solar plexus. Big breath in and out. You can just join me right now. Big breath in and out. Land in this being that is you. It's a practice, actually, to land back in ourselves. For some of us, it's actually like walking to a forest. Right? There isn't necessarily a path there. Well, my invitation is to pause here in your body. There's nothing you have to do right now. I know you've probably got a long list of to-dos and shoulds and places to be. Just pause. We are inviting essence. We're inviting your essence. We're inviting your inner core to show up right now. Right here. So when we're playing with this concept of vision, you know, how do I live my best life right now? Am I ready to? Can I choose it? We get to start right here in this muscle of developing our inner core and our essence and checking in and feeling right here. All right, dear one. Blessings on your day. Enjoy being with your essence and inner core. I love spending these moments with you. Aloha.